Log Talk Radio.
Good morning, my people. Good morning to my radio audience this morning. I would like to thank the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, and the Holy Spirit, and the heavenly hosts. I would like to give the God of Israel all the honor today, all the honor and the praise that's due to his great, powerful, and holy name. I'm here again today, people. I'm here. I'm back today because the God of Israel has some things that he needs to say to you. Ahayah is his name, if you don't know his name. He's the God of the Hebrew kingdom. He's the God of the Hebrew nation. He's the God of the 12 tribes of Israel. And he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of our fathers. I need to be here today to speak to you prophetically and to give you some understanding about what exactly is going on in this earth concerning all this chaos, all this drama, and all this confusion. Somebody got to bring some understanding and some wisdom and some knowledge to what is going on in this earth. And the only person who can do that is a prophet of the God of Israel. That's the only person. Why? Because the God of Israel is the one and only true God. There's no other God besides him. So it's going to take the God of Israel and his prophet, or his prophet this, to bring some closure and understanding to what exactly is going on in this earth. In this earth. Because he only speaks to his prophet. Don't take that lightly, what I just said to you people. He only speaks to his prophet, the prophet that he chooses to be his prophet. You can't be ordained by no bishop. You can't be ordained by the pope. Or none of them people. The God of Israel ordained you from birth, from the womb, to be his prophet. Don't nobody got to pour the oil on the God of Israel prophet. Don't nobody got to anoint them and all of that stuff that they do up in them Christian churches and all them churches. The God of Israel prophet comes out from the womb already ready to speak and to do what the God of Israel put them in this earth to do. So no, ain't nobody lay hands on me or none of that to make me his prophet. He did it himself. So I'm here to speak to you prophetically. I'm here to speak to you with the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom. Give you some understanding to what is going on in this earth at this time, at this hour. This is prophetic power, divine truth, radio station. Prophetic power, divine truth, radio channel, should I say, not station channel. My name is Elisheba. I'm the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm the prophet of the God of Israel. Yeah, I know I'm a woman. I'm a prophet this, but I say I'm the prophet of the God of Israel. So the title of this broadcast today, people, guest call-in number for anybody want to call in. Please feel free to do so. 661-244-9831. If you have anything you would like to say about the topic, any statements or comments that you would like to make, then please feel free to join me in this conversation that we will be having today. The title of this broadcast is vacation deaths, vacation deaths, schools, jobs, churches, grocery stores, shootings. You got all kind of mass shootings, deaths, and all kind of things going on in this earth, and don't nobody know why. GOCC and IEP now, they're going to make a broadcast and say that the government is doing it. It's a false flag. It's a false flag that the government is doing, or it's some kind of ritual or some kind of sacrifice that they're doing. But me, as the prophet of the God of Israel, I'm here to tell you why it's happening the way that it's happening. Because the God of Israel revealed it to me 3 years ago. 3 years ago, when I made this divine platform, when the God of Israel set up this divine platform for me to speak to the children of Israel, the Hebrews in the world, and the Gentiles. He told me 3 years ago what you people had to do and what you got to do if you want to live. Let me say it again loud and clear so you can hear me. No, I'm not no prophet liar and getting on here prophesizing about houses and cars and money, none of that. I'm prophesizing for the God of Israel, Ahiah. I'm speaking what he wants me to speak. So the God of Israel. Daniels, yes, okay. Yeah. The God of Israel have me here today to speak to you. I told you people 3 years ago in 2019, I set up this divine platform for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In the Holy Spirit to speak to you people, to tell you people what is going to hit this earth. One moment, people. I got some guests again. Give me a minute. Okay, come on, bang your seat. Shall I just see one of them? Good, okay. So yes, people, I'm talking to you right now, okay? Like I said, I made this divine platform 3 years, 2019, before the COVID even came to this earth. The God of Israel had me speaking to the world. Okay, people, I lost my connection, but I'm back. I am back, okay? I'm back. So, prophetic power, divine truth, vacation deaths, schools, jobs, churches, grocery stores, shootings. We've been getting a lot of deaths. A lot of deaths, a lot of killings, a lot of everything. But I'm going back to 2019 when the God of Israel told you people what you had to do to save you and your children's lives. I made audio about it. He said, tell them millions going to die in 2020. But let them know what they can do right now if they want to live. See, the COVID wouldn't even hit the earth. The COVID wouldn't have never came in this earth if you people would have just listened to the God of Israel, what he was saying through me, his prophet. It wouldn't have never hit the earth. Millions wouldn't have never died. Yes, I'm speaking to you what I know. Millions wouldn't have never died. No, the government can't do nothing with the God of Israel. I don't care what they make and what they come up with. If the God of Israel want you to live, you're going to live. So millions of people will still be here. Your mama, your sister, your daddy and them who COVID took out. They'll still be here. If you hard-headed, rebellious, wicked, evil people would have just listened to the God of Israel and mend your evil ways. But because y'all didn't listen, because y'all rebelled and you went against what the God of Israel prophet told you to do to save your lives, that's why millions died from COVID-19, and they still dropping today. And the COVID haven't left the earth yet. Why? Because you people still haven't did what the God of Israel told y'all to do in 2019. He told you. He told you before COVID even hit. Now, if you don't believe it, go back to the audios and listen to the first two or three that I made in 2019. Find the audio where I was prophesizing, telling the world that millions was going to die in 2020. Find it and listen. So what I am saying to you people, yeah, we got some Bible scriptures, we have precepts, we have all of that today. What I'm saying to you people, Hebrews, Israel, Gentiles, what I'm saying to you, the God of Israel told you to close all your churches. The God of Israel ain't never told you to go to church. The God of Israel never told you to build a church. The God of Israel never even told you to join no church. He told me in 2019, I want the people to close the schools. I want the people to go not to close their jobs now, don't work no more. I want the schools to close. I want the jobs to close. I want the grocery stores closed. I want the churches closed. I want their vacations to stop. I need them to forget about their idols and forget about their gods. And I need them to submit and repent and come to me if they want to live. And that's exactly what I told y'all to do. I even have witnesses on that audio. Matter of fact, my sister was on the audio with me when I told y'all what y'all had to do. But the God of Israel was going to bring something in here to kill millions in 2020. So, yeah, people. He told you, close your vacations down. I don't want nobody going to land on no beach. I don't want nobody going to land up in no big hotels and all of that. I don't want nobody getting on no yachts and ships and planes flying over to Italy and Rome and Mexico and all kind of places, Cancun, land up on big. No, it's not time for that. I don't want you people having no more fun. I don't want you people having no more pleasure. I don't want you people doing nothing. Doing nothing but realizing that y'all have went against me for other gods and idols. That's what he wanted y'all to realize. And because you people are so stiff-necked and hard-hearted and rebellious and evil and wicked, and don't want to listen to the God that put you in this earth, the God that give life and take life away, because you don't want to listen to his prophet, just like you would listen to Jeremiah and all the rest of them. The God of Israel sent something up in here in 2020 that wiped out millions like he said he was going to do. I said the God of Israel sent it up in here to wipe millions out. Can y'all hear me, people? And when he sent the COVID up in here to wipe millions out, then you had to close your schools. You had to close your churches. You had to close your big hotels. You had to cancel your vacation plans. You had to close your schoolhouses down and your jailhouse and all your houses and your jobs and your corporations. You had to do it then because you didn't have no choice. So it was a forced thing when the God of Israel told you to stop doing it, shut your whole economy down and your whole world down and come to me, the God of all gods. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Israel, Ahiah, is my name. That's what I told y'all people to do. But you didn't listen to me. You rebelled. So that's why I sent the COVID to take y'all people down and out and kill you and your children. You want to know who took you down? I took you down. I'm the God of all gods. I am the great I am. In Hebrew, Ahaya. Listen to me, people. Listen to me. Listen to the God of Israel. So it was forced. He forced y'all. While he was taking millions out, your schools was closed. Your banks was closed. Everything was closed, your jobs, your corporations, your schoolhouses, your vacations, everything was closed. So he stopped your idolatry right in the midst of killing millions of people all over the earth. He stopped your idolatry right in the midst of that. And I told y'all people, your economy is never coming back the way that you want it to come. And it's still not back today. And it never will be back. Because that's what the God of Israel, Ahiah, told me to tell y'all. It ain't coming back. I don't care what you do, how you try to fix it, how you try to get it together. It's not coming back, my people. So he shut down all your idols. And you got your beautiful government, your savior, the one that's always trying to say, oh, well, we can stop this and we can do this and we can make this and we're going to make this vaccine and we're going to make that vaccine. No, no, you can make whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. But I'm in control of this earth and this world. Why? Because it belongs to me. And not you. And it never will. So they come with the vaccine. They come with the vaccine and everybody's happy now. Oh, yeah, we got a vaccine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they convince you to get the mark of identity. And get vaccinated. 2, 3, 4, 5 times. I don't know how many. I think they up to their 4th vaccine. But that don't have nothing to do with the God of Israel, the vaccine, because the God of Israel never told you to be vaccinated. Later. The God of Israel have never told you to be vaccinated, people. Never. He ain't never told your children to put no vaccines in them to go to school. He ain't never told you to take no flu shots. None of that stuff that your government have came up with. That is the system. That's the beast in his system, his way. I'm just talking. I'm about to go into my scriptures. He never told you to do none of that. So in the midst of him closing all your idols down, he was killing millions of people, taking them out of here. Because you people are evil and wicked. And you love your gods, and you love your religion, and you love your pleasures, and you love your idolatry, and you love all the stuff that you love. And that's why he closed it down. And your evil, wicked governments, they open it right back up. Let me say it again. Your evil and wicked governments, they opened it right back up after they injected y'all with the mark of identity. They opened it right back up, your vacations, your schoolhouses, your jobs, your churches, your grocery stores. All the things that you people find pleasure in every day, they open it right back up. Your malls or your satanic clothes that you buy. Everything that y'all find pleasure in, the government opened it right back up after the God of Israel told you to close them and keep it closed. You cannot have no God before him. You cannot have no idols. He hates idolatry. The only thing the God of Israel ever put you people in this earth to do is to serve him. Serve him, please him, wait on him, do whatever he told you to do. That's the only reason he put us in this earth, to serve him and only him. And he's not going to sell nothing else. You can believe it all you want to. He's not going to sell nothing else other than what he put you here to do. And that's why you got all these deaths, shootings, deaths, killings, all kind of deaths. Why? Because if you won't serve me, Israel, I'm going to take your life. And I'm going to take you out of this earth. Y'all ain't seen no deaths come. With the New World Order, oh my God. They're going to take out billions of people. So you can keep walking around pressing all you want to press. Hebrews and Gentiles. You can walk around, keep praying. But look what he say here. Let's go to our first Bible verse. Guest call in number 661-244-9831. Let's go to Mark 8:36. Mark 8:36. So he told you to shut everything down. And you open it, your government opened it right back up, your vacation. That's why you got so many people dying on vacations right now. Can y'all people hear me loud and clear? Can you hear the God of Israel? That's why you have so many people dying on vacations right now. A lot of black folks. Black folks, why? Because they are Hebrews, and they are from the tribe of Judah, Yahuda, Israel. A lot of black people now. You got vacation deaths, so many deaths, people going on vacations, call themselves going to have fun. Lay on the beach and take photos and put them on Facebook and TikTok and Snapchat. Yeah. Land on the beach and, yeah, going to the big hotels and eating the caviar, whatever they got to offer them. You call yourself going to continue to enjoy your life. when millions and millions and millions of people have lost their life to COVID-19 and millions of more people, hundreds of more people are dying every day. How are you going to fix your mind to think about a vacation or to think about a career or to think about a job or to think about a church service or to think about going to the grocery store and buying some pagan food for your pagan Thanksgiving and your holidays? How are you gonna, people going to fix your mind to even think about that? Because you people are cold-hearted people that don't care nothing about your idolatry and your idols and your pleasure and your gods and what you want to do. But it ain't happening no more, my people. It's not happening no more. So he said, yeah, go ahead. Let your evil, wicked governments go ahead and open up their little world, their little society, their little system of the beast. Go ahead and open it up. Go ahead. Go ahead and open. After I told you people to shut it down and keep it down, go ahead and open it up. But you know what? You know what I'm going to do? What I'm going to do is let them go ahead and open up your vacations and your restaurants and your grocery stores and your schools and your jobs and all of that. I'm going to let them go ahead and open it up. But I'm going to send somebody bronze. I'm going to send something up in there on your, in your vacation rooms to take you about. I'm going to get you to turn against one another on your vacations. I'm going to get somebody to come up in your schoolhouses with rifles and handguns and take down your children. Yeah, I'm going to get somebody. Yes. I'm going to get somebody to go up in your grocery stores and do mass shooting while you walking around down your aisles, buying all your nasty, cloned up, satanic up food that I ain't never told you people to eat or have. Yeah, I'll send somebody up in there to take it down, to take you down. So you people don't understand. You just don't get it. You just don't get it. And you're not trying to get it. And you're not trying to understand it. But the more you don't get it, and the more you pretend like nothing is wrong and everything is beautiful and everything is okay, the more the God of Israel is going to hurt you, people. Thus said the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Ohio is my name. Now let's go to Mark 8:36. Mark 8:36. Listen to me. 8:36 of Mark. It says, "For what shall it profit? What shall it profit if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" What good is it, people? What good is it if you rebel and go against the God of Israel, what he told you people to do in 2019? What good is it that you're going to go lay on your big yacht and your big airplane and your big hotels and your big high-rise buildings and your jobs and your career and your what good is it going to profit you if you gain your PhD What good is it going to profit you if you build another big cathedral to hold 30,000 people? What is it going to profit you? If you got money to go up in your grocery store and buy all your food, cloned up food that's killing millions of people, kids and killing people, making them sick, what is it going to profit you, Israel? What is it going to profit you if you gain the whole world? If you accomplish everything that you want to accomplish in your life, and then when you die, what did it profit all those people that died from COVID-19? Millions. Where are they today? I know you people think they're in heaven. You think everybody died and go to heaven. No. What does it profit you? If you gain the whole world, do everything you want to do, everything you dream you want to do. I'm a billionaire. I got so much money. I'm on top of the world. What does it profit you that you're going to lose your very soul in hell with the beast, the red dragon, Satan? What does it profit you? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's either going to be the God of Israel way, or it won't be no way. Next Bible verse. You're going to gain the whole world and lose his own soul. Let's go to Malachi 3:14. It reads, ye have said, this is what you people have said in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, and everything. You have said, it is vain. It is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinances and that we have walked mournfully before a higher of hosts? This is what Israel said. When our ancestors was in their own land, they told the prophet Malachi, it is in vain. It is in vain to serve God, Ahaya, the God of Israel. And you people have said the same. You worse than your ancestors, the Bible says. You have said the same. What should I? It's in vain. I ain't talking about no church, people. The God of Israel ain't got nothing to do with no church buildings. No mosque, no church, no G-O-C-C-I-E-P, none of that stuff. I'm talking about the God of Israel. All of that is religion. All of that is man-made teaching that come from some man without the prophetic understanding from the God of Jacob. I ain't talking about that. The same thing that you people doing, the children of Israel was doing it way back there in ancient times. They had all their gods, all their temples, everything that they had built in Jerusalem outside of the God of Israel. They profaned and defiled the temple of the God of Israel, the one Solomon built. They bought all kind of idols and all kind of stuff up in their gods. And same exact thing. They said, it's in vain. And that's what you people said when millions died in 2020 from COVID-19. It's going on almost 2 years now. Well, 2020, it's 2022, it's been 2 years. Going on three in the next couple of months. You people said, oh, it's in vain. I ain't gonna worry about nobody dying from COVID. Ain't nothing but the government that's killing people. Oh, the COVID-19 is false, it's fake, it's all of that. You said all of that stuff. I ain't got time for no God. I gotta go to church. I gotta just go and sit up and listen to a bishop. I ain't got time for no God. I gotta go to school. I gotta get my medical degree. I ain't got time for none of that. It's in vain for me to read the Bible. It's in vain for me to find out about the real God, the God of the Bible, the God of Israel. It's in vain. Because you notice he closed all your churches too. So I told you, church ain't got nothing to do with the God of Israel. It's in vain. I'd rather serve my idols. I'd rather go on my vacations. I'd rather send my children back to school. Hurry up, government. Open up the schools. I got to send my kids back to school. They ain't learned enough to sit at home. Oh, my God. Open up the corporations. I got to get back to work. Open up the churches. Oh, I got to get back on the pew. I got to get back in the pulpit to teach the people about Jesus. Open up the grocery stores. I don't know how to plant my own food. The only thing I know how to do is go up in Walmart and go up in Kroger's and Myers and get my car and walk up down the aisle and pick my food off the shelf. That's all I know how to do. Please open up the grocery stores. And that's why you got all these shootings. That's why you have all these shootings. Father. That's why you have all the shootings. That's why. You hear me? That's why, people. That's why you can't enjoy your vacations. People die. Call themselves trying to have fun. Little kids sitting up in schools. Call themselves learning. They shooting the whole school up, killing 30 or 40 children at one time. People dying on jobs. I just read on the news of the manager of Walmart. The manager of Walmart walked up in the break room, took his gun out, and just started shooting anybody he can see. Y'all see this, people? Y'all see this? Do y'all see what's going on? A manager of a Walmart just took the gun and went crazy and went out. I know you want to say it's the devil, don't you? But I'm here to show you today that it's not. I'm going to show you exactly who it is. And GOC and EEE, they're going to call it a false flag from the government. Or a ritual or something. They're going to name something to it to say it's false. They're going to never say that the God of Israel is killing people and taking them out of this earth. Never will say it, even though the Bible says it. So, yeah, you people just involved in another religion. That's all it is. next Bible verse. So they says in vain to serve the God of Israel. And what profit is it that we have kept his law and that we have walked mournfully before a higher of hosts? Why should we keep his law? What profit is it? You know what profit it is? For you to keep his ordinances, which is his law, for you to live, you and your children. That's the profit in it. So you will live today and not die. That's the profit in it. That's the profit that was in it way back there in ancient times when the children of Israel was in their own land before they got kicked and scattered all over the world. The profit was that if y'all obey me, Israel, and you do what I tell you to do, you and your children will live, and it will go well with you and your children. You won't get no cancers. You won't get no lung disease. You won't get no leukemia. You won't get no heart disease. You won't get no ulcers and stomach problems and diabetes and lung cancer. You won't get none of that, Israel. It will go well with you and your children if you keep my ordinances in Malachi 3:14 and walk before me mournfully, knowing that I am the God of Israel. I am the God of all gods. You must obey me, Israel. So they trying to come among themselves and say, what profit is that Bible? I could talk to my son till he blue in the face. I could talk to anybody, my son, everybody. What profit is it? What you learning up in them Christian churches and the Mahs and the Muslims and Yah, all that stuff y'all dirty with the Hebrew, none of that stuff. There's no profit. There's no profit in it. So the children of Israel said, what profit? Y'all don't want the God of Israel. You don't want to do what the God of Israel put you in this world to do, to serve him. To serve him. How do we serve him? Obeying him. Doing what he put us in this earth, tilling the ground, taking care of his land, taking care of his earth, taking care of the things that he told you to take care and do. So they decided, the children of Israel, back in ancient times, that they didn't want to walk before the God of Israel. They didn't want. They taught their children to rebel. Burn candles to other gods and have so many idols. Idolatry is loving something more than you love the God of Israel. Putting something before the God of Israel. That's why he shut down your satanic world. He shut it down. Because he want to show you people. He want to show you people. Next Bible verse. Come on. Romans chapter. I'm back, people. I got disconnected. I lost my connection. But I'm back. Vacation deaths, schools, jobs, churches, grocery stores, shootings. So let's go to our next Bible verse. We left off in Romans 6:21-22. Let's go to Ezekiel. Ezekiel. So Paul was said, you are the servants of Seir. Everybody in the world loved to see her. Everybody in the world loved to sin. It's so much sin and wickedness and evil in this world. So much, people. Everybody is against the God of Israel. Not everybody. You got 10%. The remnant that's not against the God of Israel. So much evil. So much idolatry, so much wickedness, so much witchcraft, so much sorcery, so much evil. Why should the God of Israel let y'all people live? Give me one reason why the God of Israel, the God of Jacob, Ahiah is my name. Why should I let y'all live? What are y'all going to do for me? What are your children going to do for me? Absolutely nothing. You do everything for Jesus and Jesus and Guadalupe and Allah and Buddha and Shiva and Jehovah and Jehovah and all your gods. You don't do nothing for me, Israel. You never have. You never have. You never have. Only thing I ever tried to do is show you loving kindness and mercy and save you and your children. That's all I ever tried to do was help you, Israel. But you turned your back on me and went after your gods and your idols. The same thing that your people are, you people are doing today. And that's why you ain't going to be able to lay in your vacations. No. No, I'm not going to let you have no peace on your vacations and in your schoolhouses and on your jobs and in your churches and walking down your grocery store aisles eating the food that I never told you to eat. Or have, drinking the water that I never told you to drink. I told you to dig your own well and have your own water. Just like your father Abraham, like your father Isaac and Jacob did. No, I'm not going to give you no rest. I'm not going to give you no peace because you people have turned your back and you have turned a deaf ear to me. What profit is it that I serve the God of Israel? It's in vain to serve him. It's in vain for me to pick up the Bible and read it. I don't need to read the Bible. I know the Bible. You people know absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing about the Bible or the God of Israel, and nobody in the Bible. You know absolutely that all you know about is Jesus. That's all you know. That's all you people know. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it, Israel. I'm sick of it. Next Bible verse. You want to parade up and down the street making you something, and you ain't nothing but a filthy, nasty rag and a wicked people. Thus said the God of Israel. Ahiah is my name. Ezekiel 33. Before we get that, let's go to Hebrew. Hebrew 11, 24 and 26. Hebrew Hebrew 11. Yeah, the book of the Hebrew, this book was wrote for Hebrews. Hebrews. Hebrew 11, 24 people. Yes, this world is full of evil and wickedness. Yes, it is. Hebrew 11, 24, my people. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. Who is the people of God? The children of Israel, the 12 tribes of the Hebrew kingdom. That's the people of God. Dare to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of the Mashiach, the anointed one in the Hebrew, greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. So Moses, from the tribe of Levi, a Hebrew, black man, Haiti today in the earth. By faith, Moses, when he was called to the years, he refused. He refused. So when he became old enough, he told Pharaoh's daughter, "No, I don't want nothing that you want to give me. I don't need your treasures. I don't need your riches. I don't want your money. I don't want your fame. I don't want your vacations. I don't want your schools. I don't want your food. I don't want nothing from Egypt. I am a Hebrew. I am a Hebrew, and I want to live the life of a Hebrew, not the life of an Egyptian or African. I'm not African. I'm a Hebrew. So, yeah, you can have everything that you got, Pharaoh and your daughter. I don't need it, and I don't want it, and I don't desire it." So he refused. And that's why the God of Israel chose Moses to free the children of Israel out of Egypt, because he refused, when he was a young man, he refused to serve Egypt. He refused to serve Pharaoh. He refused to work on Pharaoh jobs and corporations. He refused to eat the food of the Egyptians. Are you people refusing today? Absolutely not. You love Pharaoh. You love Pharaoh. You love his food. You love his schools. You love his jobs. You love his churches. You love his vacations. You love everything that Pharaoh got offered. And that's why the God of Israel can't deal with you people. That's why he cannot deal with you. He don't want to deal with you. But Moses refused it, the riches of Egypt. Yeah, he could have had gold chains hanging down his neck like Lil Wayne, a Soldier Boy, and all of them, but he refused that. But Lil Wayne, Soldier Boy, and all of them rappers, they nose is wide on like a dog's, sniffing up whatever fell in Egypt. America got to offer them. Moses refused it. He pushed it back. He said, no. I don't want it. Keep your gold. Keep your diamonds. Keep whatever you got to give. Keep your houses. Keep your cars. Keep your churches. Keep your jobs. Keep everything. I don't want none of it. I am a Hebrew. And I must live the life of a Hebrew man. And that's what he did. And that's why when he went out to look at his people in slavery, when they was in Africa and in Egypt, it hurted him. It bothered him. And that's why he killed the man and flew Egypt. So you people got to make a choice now. You got to make a choice whether you want to or not. Or you will see more deaths and more destruction up in here. Yes. Yes, people. Yes. Let me go to the next Bible verse, Ezekiel 33. Now let's show you. Yeah, you got all the people dying on vacation. I got a news article I'm going to read. I heard about a little 25-year-old in Geneva, probably, Geneva, they call her. And she went to Mexico, Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, and her best friend, it's talked that her best friend killed her. See what I'm saying, people? She's not the only one. There's been many Shanikas and Katitas and all of them going on vacations and dying lately. Lately. Yes, ever since 2020 when the COVID came in. You got all of them dying on vacation. A lot of them dying on vacation. Because the God of Israel has told you, you cannot have no more pleasures in this earth. The very thing that you love and be glad and happy want to do will take your life these days. Ezekiel 33:11. Ezekiel 33:11. So that's all on the radio, all on the news, and, you know, they keep talking about that, talking about one of the basketball players stepped up to pay for, you know, the investigation to find out what happened to her in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. You think the God of Israel want that man, that basketball player, to spend all that money on finding out about somebody that's already dead and gone in this earth? What he needs to do is take that money and give it to poor folks. The kids that's hungry, ain't got no food, and ain't got no shoes on their feet. Ain't got nowhere to lay their head. Homeless. That's what he needs to do with it. Something good. That woman is already dead now. She already dead and gone. Not that I wish death on anyone, but it is what it is, people. We got to submit to the God of Israel. Ezekiel 33. So many hungry people in this world ain't got no food, ain't got no money, ain't got nothing, man. But y'all want to take thousands and thousands of dollars and give it to something like that. Y'all think that's so beautiful what that basketball player is doing, don't you? All right, people. Think whatever y'all want to say. Ezekiel 33. Won't he come and give it to me? I got a charity right now for poor people. Right now, I'm sitting right in my charity right now for poor people. A whole family just knocked on my door right now while I'm in the midst of teaching you on the radio. A whole family with little children knocked on my door looking for food to eat. What did I tell them? No, ain't no food here. I don't have food. Why? Because I'm not getting no donations, and I'm not getting nobody to help me
help me with the poor. Even though I got a big sign on the building saying, please donate, please be a donor to help. No, but y'all rather give y'all money to vacations. Y'all rather give y'all money to drinking, partying, alcohol, drugs, churches, paying your tithes and giving offerings at your churches, going up in your grocery store, spending all that money, paying for your school, your career, to be, get your college degree. You rather do that with your money. But you can't help these poor families that's knocking on my door asking me for food to eat. Ezekiel 33, verse 11. But you love Jesus, you say, and all of that. People started knocking on my door. You know how many churches I got around me at this charity? The charity is right in the heart of downtown. Downtown. It's plenty of churches around me. Don't you know not one pastor, not one bishop, not one elder, not one nobody knocked on my door and say, here, here goes some money, feed the poor people and help them. Nobody gave me a pair of shoes. Only one lady donated a bag of shoes and some clothes. One lady that had a heart out of billions of people in this earth. It says 50 billion people in the earth right now. Out of 50 billion people in the earth, I only get one lady to donate a bag of clothes to the charity that's feeding poor people. Y'all people are going to die up out of here. The God of Israel is going to take y'all people out, man. I'm telling y'all. Because you're evil, man. You're evil. You're just not right. You're just not right. How can you look at a sign on a building with little kids there? Charity for the poor. You don't bring a loaf of bread in the door. How? How can you sleep at night? How can you have a conscience? How? Because you wicked and evil and cold-hearted. Yeah, you don't got to call my show. It ain't about you calling. It's about me telling you what the God of Israel wants you people to know. I know you'll never call my show. And it's okay now. I've been doing it for 3 years, and I'm going to keep on doing it, whether you call or not. So, they got, I'm going to read an article in a minute. So, Shaquilla, she's not the only one been dying on vacation. She's not the only one. It's a lot of black people been losing their life. White people, too. Because the God of Israel told you to shut down your vacations. Yeah, he told you to shut them down. Don't find no more pleasure. The only pleasure you're going to have is my pleasure. What I want you to do. Israel, Gentiles. 33 Ezekiel verse 11, it says, say unto them, as I live, said a higher God. Ezekiel 33:11. I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He don't want to kill nobody. The God of Israel want us to live. He don't have no pleasure in death of the wicked. He just wants the wicked to stop sinning and stop committing adultery and going against what he said. He ain't got no pleasure in death. He wants us to live. He don't want to put us in this earth to live. Well, you think he want to kill us? No, he don't want to kill us. But we force him to deal with us in an evil way. Because he could deal with you all kind of ways. Good, evil, bad, whatever you want. Whatever you put out there, he's going to put it out there with you. I'm talking about the real God now. The God that don't nobody know about. So he said, as I live, said Ahiah, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way. That's what he wants. He wants all you wicked, evil people that he created to turn from your way. And if you don't want to turn, you're going to die. Yes, you're going to die. Just like he killed them in Israel. Millions and millions and millions died in Israel because they refused to turn from their wicked ways. He the same God. The same exact God. There's only one. He said, all I want you people to do is stop committing adultery. Stop serving false gods like Jesus and Jehovah and all these statues, Buddha and all that. Stop going to your satanic buildings called churches, your satanic buildings called schools, and your satanic buildings called grocery stores, and your satanic buildings called hotels for your vacations. Yeah, stop doing that. And your satanic corporations called jobs. Look what he said, Ezekiel 33:11. I want the wicked to turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, Israel. This is what Ezekiel was telling them. Turn from your evil ways, Israel, that you may live. Turn. Repent. Walk away from your idolatry and your idols and your pleasure and all the stuff that you want to do in this world to make yourself feel a little good. That girl lost her life, Shanika, over there in Cabo San Lucas. Black girl. Two or three of them was on vacation. They said a friend beat her to death. Beat her to death. Cracked her neck. That's what it say. They beat her to death. I don't know which one they did it. But this is what I am saying. And everybody want to praise her now. And everybody want to look at her now. And oh, yeah, she was a beautiful young lady. Oh, yeah. Was she really beautiful? And I ain't trying to talk about it because she's dead right now. She's dead right now. And I hate that she lost her life. I'm not talking about her. But was she really a beautiful woman according to the God of Israel and according to the Bible? Was she really a beautiful woman? She had weed down to her back, down past her knees almost. Do that make a woman beautiful, weave in her hair? Absolutely not. Makeup, so much makeup gloss on their face. Do that make them beautiful? Absolutely not. See, these are all the things that the God of Israel told you women not to involve yourselves in. You think the God of Israel want to look down and look at his daughters walking around with some phony, fake hair from some Gentile, somebody done glued it on their head and sewed it in their head? You think the God of Israel want to look at that? You think the God of Israel want to look at women putting piles and piles and tons of makeup on their face? He didn't create you. He created you already wonderful and already beautiful. You destroy your own beauty. So was she really beautiful, Shakrita? That's up to y'all to answer that. But I'm saying, according to the Bible, she was not a beautiful lady. Because she wasn't natural beautiful. So, yes. Let me go back to the Bible verse. We got to be careful about worshiping things and worshiping people. And we don't want to worship our God. We got to be careful about that. It's called I got disconnected, people. I'm back. Give me 1 minute. Okay. The news article. Los Angeles Times. So it's just not Chanila that got killed at Cabo San Lucas in Mexico. They say they were on vacation in Mexico City. Then all three died of carbon monoxide poisoning in an Airbnb hotel. They rented a hotel online, I guess, from Airbnb, A-I-R-B-N-B. Y'all know what it is. It's popular right now. It was three black people. Went to Mexico City and rented a hotel. And they all three died from carbon monoxide poisoning. Young people, I'm looking at the picture. This girl, she got braids in her hair down to her past, you know, almost down to her past her stomach. She holding up two fingers like peace sign. And the young man is holding up two fingers right next to it with a peace sign in the picture. But let me read the article. Mexico City at first victory day thoughts as girlfriend on vacation in Mexico City had been drugged. So he thought his girlfriend had been drugged. Candace is her name, Florence, 28. Was vomiting and crying. This is November the 10th, this article, 2022. So then you had the other girl just died, Tequila. That just happened like three or four days ago, not long ago, still in November 2022. So you got rapid deaths just taking place all over the earth. People trying to go on vacations, go to colleges and schools and get jobs and careers, church services. Yes. So her name was Candace Florence. She was 28. She was vomiting and crying when she FaceTimed him from her hotel room in the Cojama Playa district of the Mexican capital in the early morning hours of October the 30th. So they went to Mexico City, I guess, around Halloween. In Mexico, they got a, y'all call it Halloween, they call it Day of the Dead. The Day of the Dead, they worship or whatever. But she got on Facebook and contacted her boyfriend. And she was crying. And she was vomiting. When she FaceTimed him for her hotel, it was October 30. He was at home in Washington, D.C., where she contacted him on Facebook. He dozed off as they FaceTimed. It was 5 a.m. in D.C. When he woke up the next day, he called and texted her over and over to make sure she had recovered. He never heard back from Florence. Flores was found dead the next day of carbon monoxide poisoning, along with her friend, her friends Jordan Marshall and Cortez Hall, who she was traveling with. Why did the monitors work? What was the source of the leak? They said in an interview that the Los Angeles Times, I'm not sure. I could not have done more. I just feel like I could have. I felt like I failed my girlfriend. Well, number one, bro, you shouldn't have went to sleep on her. Number one, you shouldn't have went to sleep on her, most definitely. I feel that you was wrong for doing that. You know, you should have, you know, I know it was 5 in the morning, but your girlfriend is calling you, telling you that she's throwing up, she's not feeling good, she's crying. Seems like you should have contacted somebody in Mexico or somebody, or the hotel where she was, I don't know, somebody to try to send them to the room to try to help her. That's what I feel you should have did. But I'm not blaming you for her death. Nobody's blaming you for her death. Like you say, you were sleepy, so you went back to sleep thinking that your girlfriend would be okay the next day. But that's what I'm saying. So look what else the news articles say. So they confirmed Thursday that the deaths of the 3 Americans and a spokesman for the Mexico City Attorney General told the Times that they was investigating the arbor to host for involuntary homicide. The deaths come as Mexico City becomes an increasingly popular destination for American tourists. And the number of arbors for rent have skyrocketed. So what I want to say to y'all, I know about Mexico. Mexico City is not no good place to vacation in Mexico. Mexico, I know it's big and they got everything there and all of that, but it's not a good place for people to vacation in Mexico. Guadalajara, not a good place, Mexico City either. I'm just going to throw that out there. But again, this have everything to do with the wickedness and the rebellion of the people that's against God, the God of Israel. He just told you in Ezekiel 5 what he was going to do to the wicked and the rebellious that won't turn from their evil way, Ezekiel 33:11. So let me go to the next Bible verse because I'm running out of time here. I just wanted to read a little bit of that article to let y'all know that it is a lot of deaths among black people, the children of Israel, going to these vacations, going to these schools, a lot of children die, colleges, all kind of stuff. Next Bible verse, people. Ezekiel 14:16-8. Yeah, you got to be taught this, people. I know y'all don't want to hear. They didn't want to hear back in Ezekiel day and Jeremiah day. No, they didn't want to hear that the God of Israel killed people all the time. They didn't want to hear. But it didn't matter what they wanted to hear. Like it don't matter today what you people want to hear. It's what you got to know. And what the God of Israel want you to know before he continue. Before he continue. With his mass killings that he's doing right now on the wicked and rebellious people in this earth. He said, I'm gonna be satisfied. I'm gonna be feeling good that I don't pay them back for all the evil and wicked ways against me. And my law. Ezekiel 14. It said, verse 16 and 18. Vacation, deaths, schools, jobs, churches, grocery store,
shootings. Ezekiel 14:16-18. That's the title of the broadcast. Though these three men, let's go up to verse 12. The word of Ahijah came, unto me, said, Son of man, when the land sinned against me by trespassing, grievously, then will I stretch out my hand upon it, and will break the staff of the bread thereof. First, I'm going to make Israel hungry. That's the first thing I'm going to do. And that's why you people running out of food and all kind of stuff all over the earth. Yeah. Who was this one? No? I don't know. You can check. Hold on, people. Okay, people. Ezekiel 14:16, I'll read it, Ezekiel 12:13 now. Son of man, when the land sinned against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out my hand upon it, and will break the staff of the bread thereof, and will set famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they shall deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, said a higher God. The only way you people would be able to escape the death of the God of Israel, you got to become righteous. You got to become righteous. I ain't talking about going to no Christian church, joining no church, getting baptized in Jesus' name, baptized in the Trinity. I ain't talking about none of that. Righteousness is of the law of the God of Israel. Righteousness is believing in the one and true only God, Ahayah, the God of the Hebrew nation. Righteousness is doing what the God of Israel told our ancestors to do when they was in Jerusalem. He said, though these three men, verse 15, if I cause noise and beasts to pass through the land, and they spoil it so that it be desolate, that no man may pass through because of the beast. Verse 16, though these three men were in it, as I live, said Ahijah, the God of Israel, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters. They only shall be delivered, but the land shall be less desolate. So you cannot save your children with your righteousness. They got to be righteousness themselves. Your little Billy and Bob and Sue and Connie and them, they have to be righteous. They have to walk the God of Israel. They have to obey the law and do what the God of Israel put us in this earth to do. Take care of his land. Take care of his animals, plant our own food, plant and dig our own wells so we can have our own water, make our own clothes so we don't have to go to no malls and Walmart and Sam Club and buy clothes. Everything we supposed to be doing on our own. And because we're not doing it, that's why we broke, poor, hungry, got to go to some white man and get a job to make a check, or try to go to school and get a career to get a college degree so we can get a better job, because we disobeyed the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So he said, you know what, if Noah and Daniel and If they ain't going to be able to help them children. Them children are going to die because they're not righteous. They're against me. And that's what you see going on right now today. Our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, was righteous. But if they were standing right now where I'm standing, that still wouldn't stop the God of Israel from killing the wicked people and the children. That's what he said to Ezekiel. Verse 17, Ezekiel 14. Well, if I bring a sword or a gun or a knife upon that land, it says, sword, go through that land so that I cut off man and beast from it. So these three men were in it as I live, said a higher God. They shall deliver neither son nor daughter, but they only shall be delivered of themselves. So you get the point right there. You get the point. CDI, can I have some toilet paper? Throw the toilet paper here. Yeah, just throw it. Can you throw it or no? Can you throw me some toilet paper? Excuse me, people. Yeah. Just throw it. Throw it. Oh, okay. Somebody put the toilet paper there and get wet. Okay, people, I'm back. Easy. Okay. Let's go to Numbers 14:21 through 28. I just got a lot of few scriptures here I need to read down. Numbers 14:21. Numbers 14:21. Numbers 14:21 says, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of Ahiah. All the earth shall be filled with the glory of a higher people. After he gets through taking out all his enemies, all you rebellious, wicked, evil people that's against his law, then the glory of a higher will fill this earth. Yes, it will. Esdras 10:11. I'm just going to read the scriptures down because I'm running out of time. Esdras 10:11. Now therefore, make confession unto a higher God of your fathers, and do his pleasure, and separate yourselves from the people of the land, and from their strange wives. So Esdras the priest, verse 10 of Esdras 10:10, stood up and said unto them, you have transgressed, and have taken strange wives to increase the trespass of Israel. Now, therefore, make confession, he say, unto a higher God of your father, and do his pleasure, and separate yourselves from the people of the land and from the strange wives. So the children of Israel, Esdras the priest told them, you need to separate yourselves and do what the God of Israel want you to do. His pleasure, not your own pleasures. All y'all people want to do is go to vacations, go to school, get a job, go to your churches, your pagan temples called churches, go to the grocery store, shop, and the mall. That's all you people are programmed to do, your own pleasures. Your own will and your own way. But the God of Israel told the priest Esdras, tell the children of Israel, they got to separate themselves from the people of the land. They got to separate themselves from the Gentiles. I can't dress the way a Gentile dress. I'm a Hebrew woman. I got to dress the way a Hebrew dress. I can't eat the food that a Gentile eats. I'm a Hebrew woman. I have to eat what the God of the Hebrews tell me to eat. I can't work for the corporations and the Gentiles. The God of Israel told me to work for him and take care of his land and take care of his earth and take care of his animals. I can't go to school and learn the education of the Gentiles. The God of Israel told me I don't need no man to teach me anything. The Holy Spirit will teach me all things and bring all things back to my remembrance. I don't need to go up there. I don't need to go to the grocery store and eat pagan food that the Gentiles are making up in their labs and cloning up, when the God of Israel told me to grow my own food. See, these are the pleasures of the God of Israel, a higher, and that's why he put us in this earth, to do his pleasure and his goodwill and whatever he wants. But because you people don't want to do it, that's why he got to kill you people, just like he killed the children of Israel. He's no respectable person, believe me. What he did of old times, he's doing right now today. So you want to know why Tequila and Kiki and Kaya and Tata and Lala and Cuckoo and Tay-Tay and them dying? And Jason and Benny and Bob and Tony and all? You want to know why they dying? At young ages. Young ages. The people with the Mexico City thinking they can have a good time. Oh, yeah, we're in Mexico. Hey, yeah, Mexico City. We about to turn up here. I know how Judah is. We about to turn up. Yeah. Taking pictures, putting it on FaceTime, and they died from carbon monoxide. I told you, the God of Israel used whoever he wanted to use to take you out of this earth. He used whatever he wants to use to take you out of this earth. Are you people going to repent? Are you people going to stop going against a higher? Are you people going to stop? No, you're not. No, you're not. You're never going to quit. You're never going to stop, man. You love it. You love strange wives. He told Israel, you can't marry no Gentile women. But you got black men. They love white women. They love white women. They love Spanish women. They love white women, black men, the children of Israel, Hebrews. When the God of Israel specifically told them, you cannot marry nobody but a Hebrew Israelite. You think the God of Israel want to mix his inheritance, the children of Israel, his holy seed in the earth who he chose? You think he want to mix them with some Gentile blood? With some Gentile little children riding around? No. No. They dogs to him. Gentiles are dogs to the God of Israel. Yes. Because of the things they do and the people that they are, what they do and worship. So he told them, no, you can't marry no white woman. You can't marry no African woman. You can't marry no Asian woman. You can't marry no Russian woman and German and all of that. You can't marry nobody but Israel. That's it. That's all you can do, Hebrews. And if you don't want to do it, I just kill you. I just kill you and take you up out of this earth. And that's exactly what he did. And that's exactly what he's doing right now. So, as it's told, separate yourself. Separate from yourself from these people. Now, I know why the God of Israel gave me 17 acres of land. Because he wanted me to separate myself from all this wickedness that's in this earth. Yeah, my house is on top of a mountain by itself. He wanted me to separate myself from the evil that's around me. So I could serve the God of Israel in righteousness and holiness and in truth. Next Bible verse. Nehemiah 9:37. So that man went crazy at Walmart the other day. They going crazy. These young people watching these video games. With all these old games teaching them how to get rifles and go in there and shoot up buildings and shoot up stuff. They going up in schools shooting and killing all the killing children, man. All this stuff in the world is satanic, okay? Everything in this world that you people see and doing and riding after and chasing is satanic. It's against the God of Israel. The God of Israel tell the people to make no big hotels so you can go lay up on the beach and all of that. He ain't never told the people to do that. Make no hotel. You know what hotel? Hotel. Do you know what that means? A hole with a tail. You know what a tail is? Sex. That's what it's made for. So you can commit abominations. So you can commit adultery against your wives. So you can do all kind of sexual acts. It's a hotel. God Israel got nothing to do with this stuff, man. This is all satanic stuff that was set up by the beast. The red dragon, Satan. So you want to lay up in this Satan hotel and yeah, and all of that. The God Israel ain't in that. You got to do his pleasure. Nehemiah 9:37. I know I'm running out of time, please. Let me check. So I had to come on today. I'm running out of time. Nehemiah 9:37, people. The man went crazy. I can remember my husband, man. When he worked on his jobs, he wanted to take a gun so many times and shoot up everybody on his job. When I heard that about that yesterday on the news about Walmart, about the man went up. About the man went up in Walmart and killed 7 people. I thought about my husband. How so many times I had to stop him from doing that. Because he was traumatized from his childhood. Most likely that man was traumatized or something was wrong with him. Some kind of mental mental issues or something was going on with him. Nehemiah 9:37. And it yield much increase unto the king, whom thou hast set over us, because of our sin. Also they have dominion over our bodies and over our cattle. Let's go to verse 36 of Nehemiah 10. I'm in overtime now, people. If I get disconnected, I'm disconnected. I can't come back and finish. I have about 6 or 7 more Bible verses. Nehemiah 9:36. Behold, we are servants this day, and for the land that thou gavest unto our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to eat the fruit thereof and the good thereof, behold, we are servants in it. Why was the children of Israel servants in their own land? Because they went against the God of Israel. Why are you servants? Not in your own land, Israel. You're in the land of the Gentiles right now. The land of your enemies. And the land of the enemies of the God of Israel. But you ain't got no food. You ain't got nothing to eat, nothing to drink, nothing to wear. You ain't got no money. You're going to starve to death. You're going to be thirsty. You ain't going to have no clothes to put on. Nothing. Why? Because you don't want to do the God of Israel pledges, what he put us in this earth to do. But they have said, let's go to verse 35, Nehemiah 9. But they have not served thee in their kingdom, and in thy great goodness that thou gavest them, and in the large and fat land which thou gavest before them, neither turn they from their wicked works. You people don't want to stop your wicked works. The God of Israel closed your economy down. You open it right back up. Your economy is wicked works. Wicked works. That's what it is. Wicked and evil works. That's what your economy is. That's what the children of Israel had turned the God of Israel kingdom, the Hebrew kingdom, the Hebrew nation, into wickedness and evil works that they was doing. Wicked works. Wicked work. Working for somebody, a corporation, is a wicked work against the God of Israel. Going to these schools, learning the education of the Gentiles, that's a wicked work against the God of Israel. We're so much smarter than these people. We're so much smarter Hebrews than these people. We don't need their colleges and their educations, and our kids don't need their schools. We already got everything that we need. We already have it. Verse 36 of Nehemiah 9. Behold, we are the servants this day, and for the land that thou givest unto our fathers to eat the fruit thereof and the good thereof, behold, we are servants in it. Service in it. You got to pick all the fruit, all the vegetables, all the potatoes, all the beans, all the rice, and you got to take it to your king, the government. The government is your king. You got to go in all the fields and pick all the vegetables and the fruits and all of that for the government to give it to them. And it's poisoned and cloned up and chemicaled up anyway. But you are servants because you choose to serve the government and their agents and Satan, the god of this world, and his wickedness. You are servants of under them. Separate yourself from the unclean. Separate yourself, Nehemiah said. Separate yourself, Israel. Separate, separate, separate. Come out of the programming of the mind, feeling like you got to go on a vacation. You got to go to their hotels. You got to go to their tourist areas and their tourist grounds. I got to go to their college and get their education. I got to eat the food in the market. What else I'm going to eat? That's what my mama tells me. What else I'm going to eat? I told her, no, don't fix me no food. When I come to visit you, don't fix me nothing because I will not be eating it. I don't eat Gentile, wicked, evil, grocery store food no more. I got my own food. So she said, oh, you ever cook your pot of greens? No, you ain't going to cook me nothing because I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to eat it. Right now, they got Thanksgiving, all kind of nasty, clothed-up turkeys sitting on their table with macaroni, cheese, and greens, and potato salad, candy yams, and sweet potato pie. All that nasty food that's killing you people. Killing you, destroying you, making you sick, and you want to eat it. Stupid. Oh, it's Thanksgiving. Oh, man, let me get my plate. I can hear y'all black folks. Let me get my plate, man. I'm going over here. I'm going over there. I'm going to buy. I'm hitting me about 3-4 houses a day, man. And you just going to hit about 3-4 houses that's going to close, that's going to give you diabetes, breast cancer, make you sick, stomach and gas problems. Go ahead. You don't want to separate yourself, Israel. No, nada. No, no, nothing. No comida. You don't want to separate yourself. Sorry, nada. No food today. You don't want to separate. See what I'm just saying, people? I got people knocking on my door for food, looking for food with children. But you got people like these basketball players and Lil Wayne and Beyonce and all of giving money to foundation, cancer foundation, leukemia foundation, and all these sick satanic foundations that these Gentiles don't set up. First they make you sick with the food, and then they make foundations to get money out of you dumb people to get more wealth. You don't want to donate nothing to this charity to help poor people. No, you don't want to donate nothing here, but you want to give $30,000 and $50,000 to investigate a girl died in Cabo San Lucas. Give me that $20,000 so I can feed these poor little children that's hungry. Give it to me. Job 21. Let's read verse 37 of Nehemiah 9. Behold, we are servants this day, verse 36. And for the land that thou gavest unto our fathers to eat the fruit thereof and the good thereof, behold, we are servants in it. And it yield much increase unto the kings, unto the government, unto the kings of Europe, the queen. It yield much increase. Our kids are hungry. They die. We starving. But these people eat good. While we got to eat nasty, clothed up food. It yield much increase to the kings whom thou hast set over us because of our sins. Also, they have dominion over our bodies and over the cattle at their pleasure.
as we are in great distress. We are in great distress, Israel. The king, the government, the ten horns, they eating all our increase. All the work that we do, going to these factories, going to these jobs, going to these churches, everything that we do, we get absolutely nothing out of it, Israel. We are in great, great distress. And y'all people don't want to wake up and see that the God of Israel closed your economy down 3 years ago. And it's never going to come back. And I've been telling you that for 3 years, but you don't want to believe me. You ain't got no water to drink. We ain't got no food to eat. We ain't got nothing. We're in great, great distress. You still want to go against the God of Israel. You still want to be hard. You still want to be arrogant. You still want to be prideful. You still want to think you got it all together and figured out. Well, I'm here to tell you, as the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you people will die. For your evil. You're in great distress right now. What you think going to happen? The children of Israel went hungry in Jerusalem. They went hungry, man. They starved to death. No water, no food, no nothing. The kings was eating good. The Gentile kings. Or the kings, not the Gentile kings. The kings that